all together, cheering and enjoying the game. This was community. This was love. There was something deep in my soul that knew that I had been missing this in my small family. I craved this. I needed this. On this day that we celebrate fathers, I celebrate all the extra father figures that my children have. Mother's Day and Father's Day are a great day to celebrate our parents and the love and care that they have given to us. But it is also a day to celebrate the community of parents that surround us and love us. You may have noticed my kids collect people. My kids have collected all of you. You have become this community for my family. I often say it takes a village to raise a child, and I am so grateful for my village. I have always felt this need for this village mentality, but it never became more evident until I had my own children. Each of us has something we can offer to the people around us. Some of us have patience, some have creativity, and some have the ability to lay down the rules. Each of these qualities brings benefits to each other. We are all more complete by having the ability to experience these different qualities. This is community. This is God's design. This is who God is. Today is called Trinity Sunday. What is the Trinity? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our God, three in one. So really, the Sunday can be called just God's Sunday. Today, we celebrate the complexity of God and his greatness. Have you ever heard the children's song, "My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty"? This song kept coming to my mind as I thought about the Trinity. God is so big that we can't describe him in one way. We need three ways to even begin to understand God. Because we can't just understand God as creator, or as savior, or as guiding spirit. God is all those things and so much more, all in one. Each of the parts of the Trinity, however, do help to reveal part of God's character to us. One of the things that the Trinity shows us is that we have a God of community. God is a community, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and has created us to be in community. It is when we are in community with others that we find God, that we see God, that God's glory is revealed to us. We do not have a solitary faith. Last week, we celebrated Pentecost. At Pentecost, God sent the Spirit to live in, with, and among us. This week, we learn more about the work of the Spirit, because the Spirit is still working. God is still working. One of the most amazing things about our God is that we have a God that is present. He did not just create the earth and us and walk away. He continues to play an active part in the creation in our lives. I think that it's easy to have a grasp of the person of Father and Son in the Trinity, but the Spirit, I think, can be a much harder part to understand. Even though in so many ways, that is probably the part of God we actually experience the most. We just don't have the language to name it or understand it. In Romans 5, we see how God works through the Trinity and the importance of all three persons in our life. In this verse, we hear that God, through Jesus, has given us the Holy Spirit, and it is through the Holy Spirit that we can find hope in suffering. I would say, in my experience, that it isn't always the Holy Spirit that lives in me, but the Holy Spirit that lives in others that helps me to find hope in my suffering. It is community. Last week, we had the pleasure of hearing about the faith of six of our youth. I think one of the most important things we saw in their faith statements is the way the Spirit of God shows up in the worst of the worst times. Four of the youth talked about deaths and the way those deaths affected their faith. The common thread in that was that on their own, they felt broken and distant from God. But when together with other people, they felt God. But together with other people. I was especially struck by Sophia, Sonia, and Evic's account of their experience of the death of Sophia's dad. They wrote their faith statements entirely separate from each other. But each of them talked about how the initial news of JD's death made them question God, but when they came together as friends and family, that they saw God there. God, as Trinity, is a God of community. We are created in God's image. We are created to be in community, just as God is always in community with God's self. I've had my own experience with loss and the strength and love of community to help me through that loss. My dad died when I was 17, and it crushed me. I didn't know how to deal with it, and I pulled away from God. I didn't understand how God could take him from me. It took the love of others for me to see God in that time. I saw God through the people who came and sat with him, or drove me around, or did just about anything we needed to help us. Yesterday, I was sitting at Charlotte Day's graduation party, talking to Inger Saltonstall, and the topic of my dad came up. I knew that she was friends with my mom and had been long before I came to this church. As we were talking, she mentioned that she was one of the people who would come and sit with my dad so that my mom could go run errands. That conversation was a huge reminder to me of how the Spirit works through us. I am sure that she has no idea that herself and others like her have basically shaped my entire adult life. I had no idea she was part of that story until yesterday. So much of the foundation of my faith comes from that time. It comes from experience what is most child's biggest fear, losing a parent. Experiencing what I feared would break me, but instead I persevered through it. God's love was revealed through other people, and I was given hope. I was given so much hope during that time that it is why I do what I do. I am so grateful for the selfless love of those around me and recognize that my faith in God would not have been as strong without those people. I knew the Spirit was leading me to do the same for others, to show up, to be there, to see people, because that is what God does for us. He shows up, he knows us, he sees us in a way that nobody can or will. But we, as God's people, can show others that love and care when we show up. In the gospel lesson, Jesus talks about there being more things to say than what the disciples are ready to hear. I wonder if they were curious about when they would find out what more God had to say to them. It is through the Spirit that we continue to learn about God. When we look at the Bible, we can see a common thread that goes through. In the Old Testament, God reveals a little of himself, but says, "There is more coming." We then see God's people waiting for Jesus. Then in the New Testament, we see and learn more about God and the kingdom. God's people are challenged to welcome more people, to increase their community. Then at the end of the gospel, Jesus says, "More is coming," and we see the disciples wait for the Spirit. Then in Acts, we see the disciples challenged to welcome in the Gentiles and expand their community even further. We have a God of community and a God of love. It is clear that at the heart of this gospel is God's love for God's children. This week, my mom posted a meme with this quote: "The Bible is clear. Moabites are bad. They were not to be allowed to dwell among us." But then comes the story of Ruth the Moabite, which challenges the prejudice against Moabites. The Bible is clear. People from Uz are evil. But then comes the story of Job, a man from Uz who was the most blameless man on the earth. The Bible is clear. No foreigners or eunuchs allowed. But then comes the story of an African eunuch welcome into the church. The Bible is clear. God's people hated Samaritans. But then Jesus tells a story that shows that not all Samaritans were bad. The story may begin with prejudice, discrimination, and animosity, but the Spirit moves God's people towards openness, welcome, inclusion, acceptance, and affirmation. Bigsby Knowles Christian Church. This is what has been on my mind as I read the gospel. Last week, I talked about how faith is a journey and that we come to it in our own time, in our own way. That we can't be forced into it. It is the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives that soften and change our hearts, that open us up to the amazing love, grace, and mercy of God's love. This quote shows us that this happens even within the Bible. It shows us exactly what Jesus was talking about when he says that there are some things the disciples were not ready to hear yet. That happens to all of us. But that is what is so amazing about the Spirit. The Spirit is constantly working in our lives to reveal more and more of who God is. But we need community. We cannot hear or experience the Spirit on our own. We need other people. That is why God has commanded us to worship, to have a place where God's people can come together to worship him and to see God's work in the world. It is why I see the faith of the youth grow so much during retreats and mission trips. They are in community, sharing in their common faith. God is revealed to them through each other. When two or more are gathered, God is there. When there is great joy, like last week, and we celebrate with the confirmation youth, God is there. When we have great loss, and we come together to love and support each other, God is there. When we gather to share a meal together, God is there. When we come together to have fun, God is there. God is all around us, all the time, living in, with, and among us. We may never fully understand the complexity of the Trinity, but I know God. I can feel God. And sometimes the most amazing part of who God is that God is so big and so mighty that we can't fully understand. There is always going to be more, always a next step in faith, always some way the Spirit is pushing us to move and to grow, a way that we can show God to others, even if it takes them 20 years to realize it, or they never know where it comes from. There is never an ending to our journey of discovering who God is or how God works in our lives. Amen.